قرآن كويست. Yes, please.
قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
آيات الله حمدتني، غمرتني بالبركات.
قرآن كويست، answering your Quranic questions.
الشيطان ومن زلاتي.
آيات الله حمدتني،
غمرتني بالبركات، تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي. قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we explore the verses of the Quran with our dear and beloved Sheikh Habib. Sheikh Habib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's always an honor, and my greetings to our dear listeners.
And tomorrow is also the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima salamullah alayha. I'd also like to express my condolences to our listeners and to you, Sheikh Habib.
May Allah accept your sorrows, my brother.
Thank you very much on this very sorrowful day. So, Sheikh Habib, we're going through the chapters of the Quran with you one by one, and we're learning a lot as we go on. Today we start chapter 83 of the Quran, Al-Mutaffafin, those who defraud. Let's listen to a few verses of this chapter and we'll be back.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeeb. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful.
Waylun lil-mutaffifin.
Woe unto the defrauders.
Alladhina idha iktalu 'ala an-nasi yastawfun.
Those who, when they take the measure from mankind, demand it full.
وَإِذَا كَانُوهُمْ أَوَّزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ.
But if they measure unto them or weigh for them, they cause them less.
أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ.
Do such men not consider that they will be raised again?
لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ.
Unto an awful day.
يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
The day when all mankind stand before the Lord of the worlds.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. You just listened to a few verses of the Holy Quran from chapter 83. So, Al-Mutaffafin has been translated as those who defraud. Let's start with that. What does defraud mean?
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Of course, I want to talk about the English meaning first, and I'll go back to the translation of it from the Arabic language. The meaning of defrauder is a person who swindles you by means of deception and fraud. A chiseler, a swindler, a scammer, whatever you want to call it, call it. And we have a lot of this during our times, which inshallah ta'ala we'll talk in this episode or in the next more about. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put an entire chapter in the Holy Quran just to talk about this concept, just to shed more light on this notion. And of course the word mutaffifin comes from the word taffafa, which means to take a side or to take more weight from one side. And that really comes back to the fact that it's talking about the tradesmen who cheat customers by using short weights and measures. And pretty much the injustice that they bring to society.
So also, I've also read something that says that they skim a tiny bit off the top, and in this way they shortchange others. It's the same thing that you said.
Yeah, it depends. See, when we talk about the first couple of verses, we will understand more what they used to do. And was it only talking about this example, this application, or was it talking about something more diverse, something more universal?
Uh-huh. And is this verse Meccan or Medinian?
Really here, the Mufassirin kind of debating on it, and most of them state that it's Mekki. Some of them state it's Madani. Some of them state the first couple of verses are Madani, and the rest are Mekki. And when returning to the reason of revelation, one will understand more.
All right, thanks. Let me just stop you there. We need to take a break, but we'll be back just after the break to continue the discussion. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are studying chapter 83 of the Quran with our dear and beloved Sheikh Habib. So Sheikh Habib, just before the break, you said that there's a connection between this chapter's Meccan and Medinian parts. Can you please elaborate on that?
Yeah. See, when you want to understand if the verses are Mekki or Medin, you have to understand the environment that the Mekki and Medini statuses were. See, for example, the Mekki verses usually talk about resurrection. They usually talk about believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stay away from polytheism, paganism, and the Muslims the oppression on Muslims and criticizing the mushrikeen. When you look at the verses of Medina, the Medina verses or the situation in Medina, the verses usually relate to society, community, businesses, laws,
state-related
wars, issues. Yeah, state-related issues, war, sometimes even individual issues, issues that have to do with wilaya. Of course, I have this. This is stated by some mufassirin that the wilaya verses are only Madani. I disagree on that. I believe that there are also Mekki verses that are very clear on the fact that the wilaya were also revealed in Mecca, even more to a point where I believe that the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, when it started with assigning Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam as a successor, even before creation of Adam and whatnot. Anyway, and so when you look at these verses, you see that the first couple of verses, yeah, they go along with being Medani. Why? Because the people of Medina are those who are, you know,
subjects of this,
yeah,
of these verses.
And it really goes also to understand the reason of revelation. When you return to the reason of revelation, we see that the people of Medina, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam came to Medina, were defrauders. They used to have this bad attribute where they used to cheat customers in selling stuff overweight or selling stuff underweight. For example, they say this is 1 kilo, and they give away 900 grams, for example, and they take more money, for example. So it was available. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi told them about these verses as it was revealed to him, so they could stop. And as the Tafasir state, they stopped.
Okay, and part of the problem with defrauders is that they consider for themselves a right that they don't consider for everyone else. Like, they have the right to know exactly what the weight is, but then they deny that right from others.
You see, we see that in the verse when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ, who, when they measure a commodity brought, when they are buying something, they take the full measure. For example, I want to buy these, you know...
apples.
They're not apples.
But we can say they're apples, no one can see them.
Because no one can see them, that's right. So we say these apples that are in front of you, Hussein, right? For example, I want to buy 1 kilo. I buy them 1 kilo from you. But if I were to sell them, I would sell them for 900 grams for the same price, for example. I would tell you that I'm selling you 1 kilo, but in reality, what am I doing? I'm selling you 900 grams or 800 grams. Mm-hmm. And this is very precise. This is very, it's very detailed. It's very important for the community. We'll talk more about that, inshallah.
Okay, we have about a minute. Let's skim through the first few verses. Woe unto the defrauders who, when they take measure from people, demand it in full, and when they measure for them or weigh for them, they stint. Do they not think that they will be resurrected onto a tremendous day? We need some context here. Did the people of Medina believe in an afterlife?
That's the thing here. That's why they're saying that it's a Medini chapter. Because the people of Medina were believers. See, what happened was the Prophet ﷺ, when he migrated from Mecca to Medina, what happened? The people of Medina came to the Prophet ﷺ and they had an allegiance with him. And that's why when the people of Mecca understood, they wanted to kill the Prophet right away so he wouldn't run away and the Muslims would be able to flee from the oppression that was put upon them by the mushrikeen of Mecca, Quraysh. So when he went to Medina, the people believed in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. So they had this sense of belief. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them about, talking to them about the Day of Judgment and considering the Day of Judgment as something that they must believe in. Or something that it's pre-believed in, pre-context, you could say. Unlike where if we were talking to the Mecca people, where they, first of all, let them believe in the Day of Judgment, then let's talk about the other things.
All right, thank you. We're going to take a break now, a very short break, but we'll be back to go through the next verses and then a take-home message. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on chapter 83 of the Quran. So we are faced with a group of people who, when they are buying, they make sure that they are buying absolutely correct, exactly what they ask for, the right weight. But when they're selling, they don't offer the same level of transparency to their customers. It's clearly injustice. And God says that, don't they think that they're going to die and they're going to be raised for a tremendous day, which is a Day of Judgment? Then God subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this in verse 6, where he says, a day when mankind shall stand before the Lord of the world. Now God subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the tremendous event on the Day of Judgment when we have nothing but our actions to stand for us. Is this just about shortchanging? Because if it is, a lot of us are not subject to shortchanging today. Or can it be expanded to other behaviors that includes us as well?
See, this is just an example of one bad action. And I'm pretty sure that, especially with the sayings available, that there's this one saying that states, وَيْلٌ الْمُطَفَّفِينَ, those who take away, who don't give the khums to the Imam alayhum as-salam, or don't give the khums to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So here you could say that when they want to take their rights, that the saying states that when they want to take their rights from the spoilers of war. So, for example, they enter war, they finish the war, they want to take the whatever they see as their rights, right? And when they have to give to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, they give it less. See, so that's just an example from the sayings, from the saying. So here we could see that any person that really deals unjustly with society. An example would be, for example, that when I want to rent my house, or when I want to rent a house, you could say, I rent it for example,
as little as I can.
This much and this much. And the person, the homeowner, has to give me this much of amount, this much of rights, for example, that you can use this, you can use that. But the opposite, when the opposite happens, for example, I don't give him that right. For example, I agree with him that, we'll pay this much, and I'll give you these rights. I'll give you, for example, electricity. And then I don't give him electricity. So that's injustice in my status in front of society.
It's rejecting rights from others that you consider for yourself.
Yeah.
There's a story. Do you think that this story is a good representative of what we want to say today? They say that a man invited guests and he forgot to bring salt. And so he asked his son to buy salt from the village. But he said that if the seller is selling it to you for more than it is worth, then don't buy it. And if he's selling it for less than its actual price, again, don't buy it. The guests were confused. We understand why you don't want to buy it expensive, but why don't you want to buy it cheap? He said, because if I buy cheap, I'm paying the seller less than he deserves. I'm doing injustice to him. Is this person the exact opposite of al-mutaffafin?
You could put it in that way. You could put it that way, yeah.
So it's recognizing the same rights that you consider for others.
Yeah, and you're just, you know, cheating your community, cheating your society.
Oh, so cheating, yes. So cheating is a vital element.
Cheating is a vital element. For example, a mechanic, for example. You know, he could bring in the car. He could, what could he do? For example, take away just one wire. Could break the car again. And he tells you that your car not only has this A, this problem, but also has problem B, C, D, E. And he could take money for even more. He's the one that broke it, for example.
All right, thank you very much. So al-mutaffafin is about people who deny the rights that they consider
frauds
for themselves.
Yeah.
And without being transparent about it.
Yeah.
So basically cheating. Thank you very much. And life is very short. It passes very quickly. It's just not worth ruining our afterlife, our eternal afterlife, for things like this. Thank you for being with us. If you missed the program, don't worry. You can always download an archive of this episode and all our previous episodes from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next week, and a lot of Quran studying. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
المؤمنين